When we are talking about intrusion detection and prevention, deployment, and architecture, we are focusing on the deployment of how you are pushing these capabilities out. We're also talking about the architecture of how these things are set up. We are also addressing looking at intrusion detection and prevention systems and looking at the architecture of how they operate. Looking at it from a network perspective as an example, this is basically a tool that can take network traffic and analyze that and potentially detect odd traffic patterns that could indicate that something malicious is going on. Similarly, you have host-based IDSs, which act pretty much the same way, except they're focusing on activity that is taking place on an operating system. They both essentially work the same. You have pattern matching, anomaly detection, and protocol behavior, at least from a basic capability. There are additional capabilities that different tools have depending on what they specialize in.